I'm Austin Cross. Join me for LAist's new live event series with the James Beard Foundation. We Are Where We Eat will go behind the scenes of LA restaurants. The kickoff event is May 22nd. Tickets at LAist.com/events.
Things are bad on the Colorado River, and we all may have to cut back on water.
That will be bloody.
Listen to Imperfect Paradise, the Gen Z water dealmaker, wherever you get podcasts.
Welcome to Air Talks TV Talk from LAist 89.3. I'm Larry Mantle. Every Thursday, I'm joined on Air Talk by professional TV critics to review and discuss the newest cable TV, broadcast, and streaming series. With so much content available, we know it's hard to pick something to watch, and we're here to help. All right, let's meet this week's critics. And joining us, freelance TV critic Steve Green. Steve, good morning.
Larry, a pleasure as always. Thank you for having me.
Appreciate it. Well, let's start with the much-anticipated Apple TV Plus streamer Palm Royale, which stars Kristen Wiig, Ricky Martin, and Carol Burnett.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So Kristen Wiig plays the main character of the show. She is a relatively new arrival to the Palm Beach area in the late 1960s. She tries her best to infiltrate a local high society social club for reasons that become clearer as the show goes on. And this show is... in a TV landscape where there are so many shows with like a muddy color palette that are gray and dark and hard to see, Palm Royale is a very nice corrective to that. Lots of bright colors. You know, it's a lot of outdoor scenes, a lot of, by the pool, lots of pastels. The costumes look incredible. So the environment of this show is very light and bright, even though there is some sort of dark backstabbing, conniving happening underneath.
How is it to see, what is Carol Burnett, she 90 at this point?
And spry as ever. There are some fun lines. I don't want to give too much away of what her character, how her character plays into everything, but especially in some of the flashback scenes you see, she has some very funny situations with other characters, other performers that you've mentioned.
Well, you don't lose talent just because you're 90. So
yes,
I'm sure her comedic chops are still there.
Even her, there's one scene in one of the three episodes that's available today where all she is doing is moving her eyes, and it's one of the funniest jokes in the entire show.
Wow. Palm Royale, streaming on Apple TV Plus, created by Abe Sylvia, starring Kristen Wiig. The first three episodes premiered yesterday, and then there'll be a total of 10 episodes as the season goes on. Coppola, The Agent, is streaming on Hulu. The lead character is Guillermo Coppola, manager of the most famous soccer player. This is an Argentinian drama. Steve?
So if anybody has any soccer knowledge, especially in the late 1980s through to the 90s, Diego Maradona was one of the most famous people alive, pretty much.
Yes.
Guillermo Coppola was his agent, and because of his proximity to Maradona, he was his mouthpiece, he was his voice in the press, and became a star in his own right. And so this is a show that follows Coppola's life, starting pretty chronologically in the late 80s and moving forward. You get to see his life of excess and wealth and extravagance, but you also get to see the stuff happening behind the scenes of what he was giving up to project that air of confidence in the public realm. I feel like we've got a lot of stories recently about the story behind the thing that you already know. Tetris, Flaming Hot Cheetos,
yeah,
Air,
yeah.
With
BlackBerry.
BlackBerry, exactly, yeah. Yes. It's like if you took that spirit and married it with Winning Time, the HBO show about the Lakers.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a pretty good synthesis of what you're expecting here. A lot of fun, not exactly fourth wall breaking. He's not exactly looking down the barrel of the camera and talking to you, the audience, but a lot of playful messing with aesthetics and environments in different scenes.
We're talking about the series from Argentina, Coppola, The Agent, streaming on Hulu. Juan Minujín is the star of the series. Ariel Wynegard is the creator of it. All six episodes premiered last week and are now streaming on Hulu. The Netflix South Korean comedic mystery Chicken Nugget has all 10 episodes that are out and streaming. Steve, what do you think of Chicken Nugget?
Chicken Nugget is a very distinct thing in TV, which is a show that you watch the first episode and you think you're watching this sort of Korean comedy, again, very bright, pastel colors, candy colored, this sort of carefree atmosphere. And then, not to give too much away, but in the very end of the first episode, one of the characters turns into a chicken nugget.
Literally.
And literally. Yes, this is not a metaphor. This is actually literally happens. And the fun of the show over the rest of these 10 episodes is watching the two main characters who are convinced and have physical evidence in front of them that a person they care about has been turned into a chicken nugget, but they can't really convince anybody else. And so you see the interaction between them and regular people out in the town as they are trying to figure out ways to protect this little chicken nugget that is this person that they care about. So it's the absurd paired with the weirdly grounded and emotional at times. There are some flashbacks that are like really emotionally affecting. And the last time I was here, I talked about a show called A Bloody Lucky Day.
Yeah.
It's on Paramount Plus, another Korean show. That one's more of a drama, but I think what both these shows do really well is manage very large tonal swings and make it feel like it's all part of the same show, which, like, when it's done well, is a magic trick. And I feel like that's the appeal of a show like this.
How did they pitch this show? Who would buy it? It's such an outrageous idea, but it sounds like it works.
Yeah, so this is based on a webtoon. This is an adaptation. So this is a story that existed in another form that audiences in Korea were familiar with. But really managing to capture that. It has the feel of an animated show, even though it's live action.
Chicken Nugget is streaming on Netflix, all 10 episodes out now. And our final series to talk about this week is the Hulu streaming Extraordinary, a British comedy action series. Steve?
Yeah, I know Danette Chavez had a chance to talk about this a few weeks ago. The basic premise of the show, young woman living in London in an alternate reality where everyone has superpowers. She is the only one who does not. Mm. And so the first six episodes of the show were her kind of managing that, managing trying to date in London, trying to just be a young person while being an outsider in this version of the world. Season two takes the core four or five characters from the first season, and the premise is still there. You still see people walking around with their powers, but it's less about who can manipulate time, who can talk to ghosts, who can stay young forever, and it's more just about great jokes and being a funny slice of life ensemble show. Watching this, I was reminded of what Cord Jefferson said during the Oscars about a week and a half ago, during his acceptance speech, where he talked about we don't need to rely entirely on $200 million movies to make a industry sustainable. And I feel like as the TV world is starting to shrink and consolidate, this is the perfect example of a kind of show that I hope we hold on to. It's an international co-production, so you've got some of the British feel and the American feel. But it's really funny. It's very heartwarming at times, and it's a show that I wish we hold on to.
Cord, you were just referring to the writer director of American Fiction, for which his screenplay won. Extraordinary season two is streaming on Hulu. All eight episodes have been released. Steve, thanks so much for coming in. Great to talk with you again.
Absolutely, as always. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much. We'll see you next time. Steve Green, freelance TV critic. It's, of course, Entertainment Thursday throughout LAist, including here on Air Talk. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Air Talk's TV Talk from LAist 89.3. If you like what you heard, please subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Support for LAist comes from Apple TV Plus, presenting Masters of the Air. Austin Butler stars as Major Gale Buck Cleven.
He was one of the best pilots. Some say he was the best pilot in the eights, and he was a man of few words and a man of action. A remarkable, intelligent guy who went on to also fly in Korea and Vietnam. And I think we've tried to portray him as true to life as possible. You go up for 8 hours, say, and you don't know if you're going to come back. Sometimes it's the most horrific things you've ever seen. And then you come back and people are wearing suits and ties, and or they're going to London and they're getting a hamburger and they're meeting women and they're having a party. And then you go up and you do it again day after day of that. I think that definitely, it has a bizarre psychological toll.
Anthony Boyle, who plays reluctant navigator Lieutenant Harry Crosby, explains the physical demands on the actors.
There's a plane on a massive sort of crane kind of thing, and you sort of get loaded up, and it's a tiny little sort of door that you have to get through, and you've got all the sort of the gear on, and you get so hot up there that we had these things that F1 drivers wear, these like vests, cooling vests. You sort of plug them in, and then you're up there all day. It was tough at times. You're up there for, you know, 7 hours, and there's 4 or 5 fixed cameras in the plane, 360-degree screen around you. You can't get in or out because it takes so long to get the gimbal up. So it was, I was going to say it was a lot of fun, but it wasn't. It was grueling at times.
Like the rest of the cast, Callum Turner, who stars as Major John Bucky Egan, was thrilled to work with the same executive producer team behind the Emmy-winning Band of Brothers and The Pacific.
Well, it's just really exciting, actually, because it's what you want to do. You know, you want to be working with people that inspire you. We've got 4, 5 really incredible directors, you know, who've made beautiful, beautiful pieces of work. And to represent the Air Force, the Air Corps, it's a real privilege. You know, these are real people who sacrificed their lives, and you are responsible for telling their story. You know, you're responsible for the souls of these men. And I think Austin and I felt that.
Gold Derby hails this series as a masterpiece. More on Masters of the Air at fyc.appletvplus.com.